Well, yes, I have been here for been a United States Senator for about just a little over 2 weeks, and you know, I knew I had to hit the ground running. I wasn't going to have a lot of time to dilly-dally, and I certainly have been doing that. I've been back to Minnesota twice already and will be heading home again tomorrow, and so it's you know, it's a busy pace, but it's very you know, it's very interesting, and there's important work happening here, and I've got my committee assignments, which is important because that's where the a lot of work happens here at here in Washington, and I'm very pleased with the committees. They're very kind of able to, will help me be able to really focus on bread and butter issues that matter a lot to Minnesotans.
Yeah, a few things stand out: healthcare, education, and agriculture. And those committees really stand out, and that's something you kind of said before you made your trip out there. Those are going to be some of your priorities to fight for too.
Absolutely. I spent last week talking with a lot of the leaders in Minnesota's agricultural community, including, you know, the Farm Bureau and the pork producers and Minnesota Milk and a whole group of other, a whole bunch of other people who are very involved in moving Minnesota agriculture forward. And I'm actually in a few minutes going to be talking with the Secretary Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, he's calling to introduce himself because we have a very important farm bill to work on this year, and I'm excited to be able to bring Minnesota's interests to that bill.
Sure seems like there's been, I know, some priorities. Colin Peterson and others have stated, boy, you want to get it done earlier, kind of get the lead on it here to start the new year. And it's been obviously a little quiet here in the first few weeks since everybody's been back, but it seems like it's a priority to get something done.
I think it's very important to get a good farm bill done that really is going to help Minnesota farmers who have been, frankly, it's not been the easiest last couple of years with commodity prices being so low and input costs being high and yields are high, which is good in some ways, but it just means that prices are even more depressed. So we need to make sure that that safety net is there for farmers, and we also need to make sure that the nutrition program stays strong and also that we've got you know, good programs for, you know, we keep those good, strong programs for conservation, the, you know, EQIP program and others to help help farmers, too. So I feel confident that there are good things we can get done. And the Ag Committee has traditionally been a very bipartisan committee, which is a, you know, I think makes it more effective.
Senator Tina Smith joining us this morning on CASM Radio. There seems to be just one caveat in this whole deal where there's not a lot of extra money, so we have to kind of work with the existing money, but still there's more needs out there, so very tricky to work with, I assume.
I think that's right. We have to, you know, the Trump administration, although I think that there are places where we could invest a little bit more and get really good returns, and that's what farmers do all the time. They figure out where to put their money in order to increase their returns. So while I wish that there was more that we could do with the farm bill, I think that you're probably right. We're not going to be able to shoot the moon here, but we can do some good things.
Tina, just one final question this morning. I know before you got the D.C., tax reform was big, and they had some big decisions and movement early on, right before they broke for the holidays. And a lot of folks are still trying to digest this whole scenario. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it good and bad? A little half and half here. Where do you feel we sit after this tax reform movement late in 2017?
Yeah, well, you know, I have some real concerns about this tax bill. I, of course, it all happened before I was there. I, you know, like better what we did in Minnesota, which is we actually and permanently lowered taxes for middle-class Minnesotans. And this bill has some reductions in taxes, but then those taxes are going to go back up after a while, and I don't think that's fair, especially when the tax cuts for big corporations and you know, people who've done really well, those tax cuts stay in place, you know, permanently. And there are also some things in the tax bill that have been that particularly hurt states like Minnesota because of the way that we won't be able to deduct property taxes and state taxes. And I think we really need to take a look at that. And I have heard in my conversations with some of the co-ops and the members of the co-ops that there's probably some unintended consequences in this tax bill that need to be fixed. So I think you're right. It's kind of a mixed bag.
Senator Tina Smith joining us this morning. Well, Senator Smith, we appreciate your time as always. Have you had a chance to find a good place to find some hot dish or a roast beef commercial or something out there? Or,
well, I'll tell you, I haven't been doing a lot of cooking. I do have an apartment, which is a blessing, and some of my friends came out and helped me get it set up so that I would not have to worry about that. But the main thing that I have in my kitchen right now is a big 5-pound bag of popcorn, which I've been eating quite a bit.
Well, we're going to have to send some food out, maybe a care package out your way or something. So
that sounds good. Your listeners should just they can don't worry about me. I won't shrink away to nothing, but I miss my Minnesota food. My husband always cooks me dinner when I'm home, so I'm going to look forward to getting a good home-cooked dinner tomorrow night.
Well, that sounds good. Senator Smith, we appreciate your time. We look forward to staying in touch. You have yourself a great day and a good rest of your week, okay?
You too. I hope everyone has a great weekend.